This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It is a beautiful day. It's gorgeous out right now. Sunny and pretty. No wind here at all. Is it going to be another one of those windy days, Vin?
It's good. There's going to be wind, yeah, but it's super nice. Another really, really nice day. Not a day to be on the sand because it's going to be windy, but
it's going to be a day to be at your house at 5 o'clock, though, for our happy hour. We're doing it. Party time. It's Friday, 5 o'clock today or thereabouts on youtube.com/randomhookups. Gang, get together and toast to the weekend. Should be a good time tonight.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com.
And Dublin.
Four locations here in the Bay Area, including Dublin. I'll start with this quick text, and then I'll get to some of my news stories. Catching up on the S&V podcast, I'm doing a sleep study, too, tomorrow. Ooh. My snoring is out of hand. Good luck to Christina tonight. I heard the facilities are cold, so bring blankets.
Oh, she does like to be all snuggled. Warmy.
Yeah, I you know, I was at dinner last night, because it's weird. When we first got together, she's a businesswoman, and she would travel the world. Mm-hmm. So there were weeks that she'd be off in the Philippines or Europe or wherever doing her thing. Japan, all over the place.
Right.
And so me and Willow would just get our little text messages and our emails from her, and we'd be like, okay, you know, sleep tight, be careful, bye.
Right.
Now the whole family dies. If something goes wrong with her now, there's a lot of people dependent on her. We got real problems if she doesn't make it back. So this sleep study.
I'm sure it's not dangerous.
I hope. I'm worried.
Still, it is going to be her first night away from you guys.
In a long time, yes. So last night I was like, do you have your blanket? And she's like, well, okay, I'll wash a blanket. Do you have a pillow? Yeah, well. So I got all her stuff washed and set out for her.
You pack
I was her,
her
John
bag?
Last night. Oh. I got her all dialed in, so she's ready to go.
Nice job, dude.
Very nice.
But if those sleep study people don't return her first thing in the morning, I'm going to be furious.
Turns out they kick you out at 5:30 in the morning. Get out.
I hope
got
that's
true. Got all the
info
we need. Yeah, you wake up Saturday morning, there she is. You're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Whew. I barely made it through the night last night.
We'll get through the night just fine, but life? No. You can't believe how much work. Anyway, I'm sure you can. Let me move on. Time for nerd news.
Ah, love
science,
it.
Science, everyone.
Da, 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 da. All right, here we go.
In space news, China just joined us on Mars.
Oh, fantastic.
China landed a rover on Mars last Friday, and the first pictures came back this week. They're the first country besides the U.S. to do it. Also, in other space
news. Is it
near
our rover?
I don't know how close they
are.
Are
they going to take pictures of each other?
I don't know. I mean, I guess
mid-air fights with their with their drones.
Robot battle.
Yeah.
I don't know how that, you know,
that'd be funny, actually. They should do that before they decommission them. Just have them go at it.
and see who wins.
Yeah.
The battle of the bots.
It'd be so fun, wouldn't it? I mean, right. I'd tune in for that. At least it'd be something different. And people are actually over space now, you know? Like,
I feel like space is enjoying a real renaissance, like a real comeback. Like,
yeah, plus all the UFOs were talking about this. I was like, this is my week. I said to John day before yesterday, maybe, like I think the aliens might be coming. Like, we're hearing a lot more about these aliens. Yeah,
space lately is having a real comeback. I
Come
actually
on in,
think
aliens.
It's,
we welcome you.
Its day is back.
I love it.
After 15 years of research, we finally know exactly how long a day on Venus lasts.
It took 15 years?
That was my question. Huh. One day on Venus lasts just over 5,833 hours, or roughly 243 days on Earth.
Oh.
Oh. So it just one rotates day on Venus. So slowly. Mm-hmm.
Guess so.
It just barely turns.
Right.
Huh. That seems like it would get real hot on one side.
That
and
whole step monster thing.
The dark forever.
Is a myth.
Step monster's a myth?
A study at the University of East Carolina found the wicked stepmother myth is exactly that. Just a myth. Step-parents don't usually antagonize their stepkids, and having another role model around can be a very good thing. It's not like the stories you've heard. They're not terrible. They're nice. They like you. They want to help you.
Well, we'll see what happens on The Secret Show. People have written in about their stepmonsters before.
Oh. Okay.
That's the thing. You only hear the bad news stories. That's the thing with everything. You only hear when something goes terribly wrong.
Right.
For all the perfectly happy families that, you know, have melded into each other, that's there's always that one.
If you've ever tried to diagnose yourself online, Google's working on a new AI tool that can analyze photos and correctly diagnose 288 different skin conditions, ranging from acne to melanoma.
Oh.
They hope to start rolling it out later this year.
Boy, we really don't ever have to leave our houses.
You know what? I'm late by a lot for my latest skin screening.
Yeah.
I just haven't been into, you know,
right.
The city
anywhere.
Or
right.
But I usually yearly go for a skin screening at Stanford
in
Redwood City.
You've had some stuff junk cut off of you.
I have. Well, and mostly I've had them just go, we need to test that. And then they test it and go, no, it's not what we feared. So that's good. And, you know, but now I'm missing part of me.
Little
the melon
donated
scooped
to
my
science.
Skin out.
Sure.
In other health news, experts, this is your science edition of your news here.
Science.
Experts now recommend we start getting screened for colon cancer at age 45 instead of 50.
Oh. Right around the corner, you guys.
Yeah.
For who?
For you and for
yeah,
I've
Bryn.
Got some time. How dare you? Don't rush my age.
Scientists.
Science.
Da, 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 da.
Can use one circumcised foreskin, which is about the size of a stamp.
Okay.
I mean, depending on, you know.
We are talking about a baby here.
I don't know what we're talking about, to be honest with you.
What are we talking
to grow
about?
All. I don't know. Anyway, scientists can use one circumcised foreskin, which is about the size of a stamp, to grow almost 4 acres of skin that can be transplanted onto burn victims.
Wow. Do we unknowingly
know the answer to any of questions that you might have?
Donate? Like, are my kids spread out over 4 acres?
One last one.
Okay.
Up to half of the water on Earth is older than the sun.
What, older than the sun?
Older than the sun. Up to half of the water on Earth.
I thought all the water was all the water we've ever had. That we've all drunk all the water and Cleopatra bathed in the same water you're drinking right now. And there's
what?
Water.
Did you just say?
We don't make.
Are you just saying crap? Because I'm talking about science. I'm reading it right off some paper.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Something I learned in like biology class or something.
Grade. Go on. Say it.
I just said it. I said what it. All the water we have on Earth is all the water we've ever had.
But half of the water.
Mm. Okay. So that means there's new water.
There's new. Where did that come from?
Right.
Where did it come from? Did the aliens bring it? We're about to find out about the aliens, by the way, you guys. You heard it here first.
We are?
Yeah. I mean, all the talk this week, come on, they're definitely going to make a big announcement. They're just, they're getting us ready. They're getting us ready.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. God, she's so angry.
During the break, he was playing me all the original audio from the recording of her. I mean, she's so mad.
She's so belligerent. Completely out of control.
And on the Secret Show today, I think we're just going to sit back and take a listen completely uncensored. That'll be fun.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We're going to do a couple of these now because we've got a secret show to do today.
That's right.
Going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to get that, you go to the Odyssey app. And that's where the secret show will be available for you.
Right.
It's a podcast we do separate from this show where we can use salty language and
filthy.
Topics.
It's filthy. If you're a prude, it's not for you. That's not, you know, it's not a judgment on you. It's not for everyone. It's definitely not for kids or work. Mm-hmm. HR is going to be very upset that you played the secret show for everybody at work. Don't do it.
Let's see. 800-400-3697-415 says, "Oh, the wicked stepmother is real in my life for sure."
There you go.
"Mine would take to her room in a depressive, jealous funk when I was a child visiting my dad."
Oh, boy. That's no good.
"Oh, no. The step monster thing was totally true for my mother-in-law." Yeah, I thought that might make some people really, you know.
Yeah.
Come
up with the horror stories for sure.
804 says, "I have a wonderful stepdad."
There you go.
Christina had a wonderful stepdad, too.
She did, right.
She liked that guy a lot. Loved. I'm sure loved is the word that she would have used. My bad. The people in this study clearly haven't met my stepmom.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the rare. So you don't hear about the fine experiences that people have with their step parents.
Right.
It's only the horrible ones that everyone's like, "What are you talking about? It's horrible."
510 says, "Sleep studies are no big deal. They hook you up to all these electrodes so they can see how you sleep. I couldn't sleep when I did my sleep study. I came home exhausted. Have a good weekend."
Oh, couldn't even sleep.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sleep. I think she'll sleep fine. She's someone who falls asleep 1 second into a TV show.
Right.
So
they should just turn on a TV for her.
Right. Yep.
It is.
Someone else says, "Sleep studies are not dangerous."
Yeah. She'll survive it.
She needs to, because we are not going to make it without her. Let me just tell you, this
nice
thing got
to be,
built
nice
up.
To feel needed,
she needs to be here to help me to handle it. Otherwise, the first thing I'm going to do is start smoking again. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's you don't have to, Ben. It sounds like you want to. Just don't do it. Don't use her going to a sleep study as an excuse for you to start smoking.
Doesn't everybody who's quit smoking actually really want to go back to smoking? Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. "I Choose You" is one of the songs we used for our wedding. 10/16/2020.
Oh. Wow. They right in the middle of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so pretty. I love that. Jane had written me and said that a lot of people use that for adoptions too. "They Choose You."
Oh, that's very cute.
Isn't that sweet?
Uh-huh. Sarah, you rock. I love that you use the word accoutrement. I use it whenever I get the opportunity.
It means the fixins.
Someone else said it has nothing to... You don't use that for food. You use that for clothing. And I don't want to be in the middle of that.
It doesn't matter. You're probably right. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
They up the allergen in the shots each time you get them so you can build up a tolerance. The last time I got allergy shots, I had a bad reaction and started to faint. Never again.
Oh, boy. Well, this is the series of shots you take over a period of like 2 years. You have to go in every couple days.
Fainting thing. This is not my story, but my good friend Brian of the McCutcheon family, he went in for his shot, the COVID vaccine, and for whatever reason, he found himself feeling faint as they brought the needle towards him. So he goes, I think I'm going to faint. And they went, oh, God. And they catch it. And he wakes up on the floor looking up at everybody. And I'm just thinking, a grown man.
Just, well, it happens sometimes.
Hits the deck when he's getting his, like, these people are not prepared. I would imagine not prepared to see a grown man go straight for the floor.
Knees but up.
He goes, yeah, I opened my eyes and there I was on the looking up at all these faces.
And someone said, are you a grown ass man?
What in the heck happened there? My 5 and 3 year old boys are currently out trying to outcool each other's outfits. So there's a fashion battle happening among boys there.
Oh, well.
Mm. So I guess there is somewhere.
Yeah, I have to drag my kids to the store and bring them clothes to try on in the dresser. Like, I don't know how they're going to dress themselves once they move out of here. Because honestly, every year I'm like, you need new clothes. I'm looking at those are.
Don't be silly. You don't have to worry about that.
We'll see. You're right. I don't have to once they're out. They're never leaving.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're never leaving. That's
yeah, but I still have to drag. It's a pain in the ass. Like, it's time for some new clothes. My God, I can't just send you to the Gap to go get some 3 pairs of new pants and 5 t-shirts. Just go.
Who cares? The old clothes is working.
They're not working. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Those
anyway,
floods and they're too tight.
Oh, real quick, someone wrote in and said George Clooney was in The Facts of Life, not whatever you said it was.
Oh, okay. All right.
What did you say?
A Different World, I think.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do appreciate you guys sending texts in, and certainly we'd love to hear from, you know, any comments or love for
sure.
The Secret Show when we get back on Monday. We'd love to hear it.
Right. Up next, a daring escape by an 11-year-old girl. Mariska Hargitay is proud.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.